which they call ammunition now.
Uh-huh. Any other name for a bullet?
Shell.
What about cart?
Well, cart, you talking about a cartridge?
Uh-huh.
Cartridge?
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
Leather strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Whitrock.
And a bigger tool, like an axe or something?
Well, grinding stone.
And this is something our children used to play on. They'd take a board and go up and down.
Seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
What about something that take a board and fix it in the middle and it spin around and around? You'd call that a...
I don't know what you call that.
Well, kind of like a merry-go-round, only it's homemade.
Yeah. I've seen them, but... and we've also probably, one time or another, tried it, but I don't think we had a name for it enough.
You ever hear of a flying Jenny or a riding horse? And this is something I don't know if they had this in this area or not, but some places they take a board and then fix it down at both ends. And children would jump up and down in the middle, kind of like a trampoline.
No, I don't remember seeing one.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a... I'd use a comb and a...
brush.
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to...
brush your hair.
And what do people carry coal in?
Well, either a wagon or a wheelbarrow. We call them wheelbars. That's wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. What about something, if you burn coal in a stove, something, little thing with a handle that you could carry it in?
No, I'm not too familiar with coal. We didn't use too much coal, mostly wood.
Uh-huh. You know those old-fashioned stoves? The things that... then it runs from the stove to the chimney is called the...
stove pipe, we call them stove stack.
And the thing people drive nowadays, you call a...
automobile nowadays.
Or another name for that.
Car.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
you had to grease it.
And you say yesterday he... if he did that yesterday, he...
had his car greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
my hands are greasy.
And inside the tire of the car, you'd have the inner...
inner tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
launch your boat.
What different kinds of boats did they have around here?
Well, they got sailboats, and then they got your ski boats, and you still got your freshwater fishing boats. And, of course, there's two types of those. You got your blunt, what you'd probably call a blunt nose, and then you got your bow, which is the one that looks similar to a... what I would call a saltwater rig.
What do you mean, a saltwater rig?
Well, the front of it is more pointed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your good fishing boats, freshwater fishing boats,
mm-hmm.
has got the square front.
Any special name for the square fronted boats?
No. I would just call them just blunt nose
mm-hmm.
fishing boats.
Did you ever hear of a skiff, or a rowboat, or john boat?
Rowboat.
What's a rowboat like?
I just heard of them.